have any Christmas decorations at the Grease Palace just yet. I hate the undecorated tree. There's something about it. It's fun decorating them. But I hate to undecorate them, so... When I take my tree down in March, I usually throw it out, balls and all. Lights, I just unplug it from the wall, carry the whole damn thing to the dumpster, and balls and all, it goes in. Yeah, some people keep the same decoration. And this is when Johnny was 4 years old. We had this little thing we hung on it. I'm like, yeah, right. I take the whole damn tree and just balls it off. Yeah, I got to buy a whole new thing every year, but it's fun.
Yeah.
Start with clean decorations. You never have to. The neighbor. You don't store anything. There's no crap. You know how so many people have a whole closet wasted with Christmas stuff. Stuff. I throw. You know, the only thing I'll probably go to hell for. I have a main. I throw out the nativity scene. Everything. Everything gets thrown out. Everything I start fresh with again next year. You know, they have a special day when they send a special truck out to bring out the Christmas tree. You know, they have a day when Juwan and I have to note it on our calendars because you can't just take your Christmas tree and lay it by the curb and expect a regular garbage truck to get it. And I always forget. So usually, there I see the Christmas tree truck coming. I'm like, wait a minute! Honey, get out of the way! And I shoulder my way through the house, yank that cord out, and I come jingle-jangling out into the... Hey, wait! The neighbors are like, oh my God, look, that tree's completely decorated. You better believe it! And here, take this glass manger while you're at it. Take these wise men, these sheep, take it all. And I'm done with it. Everybody's like, geez, you sure you want to do that? That's when I go to the side of the truck and I hit the damn compactor. No turning back now. Little reindeer antlers snapping off. Stop! You've ho-hoed for the last time, fat man.